Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, we have the story of one of the synagogue leaders asking Jesus to heal his daughter who was very sick. It says in verse 21, quote, "A large crowd gathered around Jesus while he was by the lake. One of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, 'My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.' So Jesus went with him." Here we have a story of a loving father who was at his wit's end. His precious daughter is deathly ill. The distinguished father comes to Jesus in public. He pleads with Jesus to come to his home and heal his daughter. But it's interesting to note that the father is a leader of the synagogue. This is interesting because Jesus had already had some unpleasant encounters with many of the synagogue religious leaders of the day, of the time. For example, in chapter 3, Jesus was in the local synagogue and healed a man with a shriveled hand. The only problem was, Jesus did the healing on the Sabbath against their laws, and this enraged the leaders of the synagogue to the point that some of them began to plot how they might kill Jesus. But here is a leader of the synagogue pleading for help from this same Jesus. You know, it's interesting that tragedies, calamities, have a way of opening a person's mind to all possibilities of help and comfort. At that point, dignity goes out the window. Pride is forgotten. Prejudices are overlooked. Yes, when, not if, but when a tragic situation comes up in your life, such as your daughter being sick unto death, you may grasp for help from things and people you may not otherwise have even begin to consider. I believe this is what the father Jairus was doing that day. Friends, the first step of the beginning of a Christian life is often the realization that we can't do this thing called life all alone. We need help. Jairus came to that realization. But remember, brethren, no matter how long we have been a Christian, we still need help. We can't do it alone. We need Jesus to help us. We always need Jesus. Now, later in the story, Jesus, when he was full of compassion, heals a little girl and she is restored to health. And the good news for us is that Jesus is always there, full of compassion, and is still willing to help. Let us never be too proud for ask for his help. Amen.